So idols that they created, idols that can't move, can't walk, can't talk, but they bow down to them. And God is saying, if you pray unto me, I will respond, I will reply. Okay. So then Israel, most of Judah, was overthrown by Babylon. Only the city of Jerusalem was left, despite the suffering, setback after setback. From being disobedient to God, he was still working to save them through the ministry of the prophet Jeremiah, who was only a teenager, whose message to the people of Jerusalem was, Judah is going to be destroyed by Babylon. But God also said that if they return back to God and continue to worship the living God instead of the idols, that somehow he will save them from the Babylonians. Yes. Yes. But you see, if you read here in chapter 29, verse 1, it says, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders who were carried away as captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away as captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. So you see that now you know that they were carried away captive. So you know that they continued to worship the idols, which was wrong. And so God said, get used to Babylon because you're going to be there for 70 years and you're going to stay there. I'm not changing my mind. And how do you know this? Because God says, for I know my thoughts. He told them, build houses, give your children out to marriage. You're going to be there long enough to have great grandchildren. So you see, the biggest enemy of our prayer life is our busyness. And Judah became busy with their life. And sometimes we do it too. Now you all are probably thinking, well, we don't have idols, but we still do. Our idols can be our TVs, our cell phones, anything that we put before God, and that becomes our idol. You see, if we have God's attention, why can't he have ours? Prayer isn't just speaking to God, it's also listening to what God has to say. Thank you for listening. And my title of my sermon was The Invisible Available.
Okay. The title of my sermon is What's Next? Continuing a Healthy Relationship with God. Now, how important is it to have a relationship with God? Is it important for certain people? Having a relationship with God should be the number one priority of all people. Getting baptized is just the beginning of your relationship. You must continue to spiritually grow closer to God to maintain that relationship, but by not just being about it, talking about it, but being about it. How do you continue that relationship? For example, keeping the Lord in your everyday life and not just at church. Having the Lord be the first person you speak with in the morning and the last person you speak with at night. And by asking for guidance throughout the day. That's how you continue that spiritual growth. Having a spiritual relationship with God is not only something you keep in your mind. It can be physically shown in your everyday life. Having a relationship with God is having God in you. When you have God living in you, you will live with that "what would Jesus do" type attitude. So let's say you have a little sister or a little brother who constantly get into your stuff when you tell them not to. A person who doesn't live the "what would Jesus do" attitude would yell, fuss, and fight. But a person living the "what would Jesus do" attitude would take the opportunity to explain to them what they are doing, that it is wrong. How do I spiritually grow closer to God, you ask? You must have a constant connection with Christ, just like the roots of a plant need to be connected to the soil to grow. Let's say you are a seed. A seed can't grow if you don't plant it in the soil. In this case, the soil represents God. You are the seed, and God is the soil. Now, once you plant the seed, it still can't grow without water, which in this example represents the Holy Spirit. So you have you, the seed, God, the soil, and the Holy Spirit, who is the water. But there was one more ingredient that a plant needs to grow, the sun. You can't grow in God unless you have His Son, S-O-N, in your life. You guys may want to text that to someone you know. You won't grow spiritually without being connected to God through Jesus, but you will grow spiritually when you are connected to God through Christ. But how do I stay connected to God? Focus. Focusing your energy and interest on Him will maintain a healthy relationship with God. With God as your primary focus, everything else, family, friends, work, school, and all activities will reach no higher than second place. I, as a youth, understand how hard it is to sometimes stay focused on God, and I'm just being honest, which leads me to distractions. Distractions can easily get anybody, not only youth, but anybody, off track of their spiritual relationship with the Lord. Everything you could ever think of was given to us by God. Life, food, drink, music, beauty, wealth, sexuality, and relationships. Even these gifts given to us by the Lord can become distractions when we distort them. God gave us examples of the right things to eat and do, but we distort them when we eat unclean animals, become drunk, overly emotional, have superficiality, when we're greedy, promiscuous or perverted, unselfish, and lastly, use manipulation. Focusing on these things takes away from our attention to God. These distractions can be a poison in your relationship with God. How do we get rid of this poison? What is the antidote to heal our distractions? A focus on God. Focusing your attention on God can heal anything that's ailing you. No matter what you are going through, even if it includes one of the above distractions, God can handle it. As long as your relationship with Him is strong, He will fix any hardships that come your way, especially those big tests that we have to take, right? How do I stay focused and connected to God to continue to spiritually grow and build my relationship with Him? By doing the same thing God did for us, completely outranking anything that has to do with darkness or sin, and by demonstrating a desire to be with the Lord or doing what's right. You have the choice to continue a relationship with God. And once you decide to stay connected to God, you live for Him rather than for yourself. By staying connected to God, your bond with him grows stronger. So what does all this boil down to? Putting your all in a close relationship with God, even after baptism. Remaining focused on the Lord, rather than everyday distractions. Putting God before any and everything. And vowing to continue to spiritually grow closer to the Lord. So keep your eye on the prize. Think of it as that new item you saw in Ontario Mills or the van store or the GameStop that you want. You would do any housework or extra chores to get your parents to give you the money for that new pair of shoes or that new video game on the Xbox or the PS3. It works the same way with the Lord, except the work you will be doing is your spiritual growth. Then once you've done so much, you got what you wanted, a strong relationship with God. Now, if you're ready to vow to focus more on your relationship with God, then raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name. Do vow today to focus more on my relationship with God, to grow spiritually closer to God, to avoid distractions, to have a what would Jesus do attitude, to stay connected to Christ, and to not just talk about it, but to be about it. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remember to fill out your connection cards. That's in your bulletin. Thank you.
God is so good. I am just so amazed to see what God is doing in our young people. Amen. What God is doing in this place and what God can do in your life. I just want to take this quick moment to open up the doors of the church. If you don't have a church home and you can already see this is a place where we grow spiritually, this is a place where we aim from even as a youth. The Bible says a child shall lead them. And these young people have led us to the throne room of God. If you don't have a church home, perhaps you want to know more about becoming a follower of Christ or even becoming baptized. In your, Megan shared with you our connection cards that are in our bulletins. We want to ask everybody to fill one of these out. And on the back, you can indicate your decision, your next steps. She already called us to action, focusing on Christ. And I just want you to take this time to fill out your card. And as we take our offering, we can put it right in the offering bag.
In Psalms 50, God says, "For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it." When we give to God, we do not give our tithes and offerings. We are returning what already belongs to him. If God owns everything, then we own nothing. That makes us all stewards or managers of his things. Let's be a manager of all God has given us and generously give to God and his causes. Remember, as we give offerings and return the tithes, we are giving back to God who has given so much to us. Will the officers come forward to receive the tithes and offerings? As they are coming, please raise your hand to if you need a tithe envelope. Also, don't forget to turn in your connection cards and the offering bags at this time. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, please bless all the people who's giving their offerings and bless them and give them strength and knowledge. And please bless Jesus and Jesus' name, amen.
wonderful the world, the word has God gave us today. Let the congregation stand as we, as I end in a prayer. Dear Father, I thank you for bringing us to this wonderful place that you have blessed us with. And dear Father, as we all depart from each other, actually please bless us and guide us all. And dear Father, I thank you for them and giving us, bless us all and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.